Intervju Radija Študent.
V tokratnem intervjuju aktualno politične redakcije Radija Študent se pogovarjamo s Cecilijo Wikström, duhovnico, evroposlanko skupine Zavezništva liberalcev in demokratov ter predsednico odbora za peticije v Evropskem parlamentu. Od začetka veljavnosti Maastrichtske pogodbe ima vsak državljan ali državljanka Evropske unije in vsaka fizična ali pravna oseba s prebivališčem ali statutarnim sedežem v eni od držav članic pravico, da samostojno ali skupaj z drugimi upravičenci na Evropski parlament naslovi peticijo v obliki pritožbe ali zahteve glede zadeve, ki je v pristojnosti Evropske unije. Odbor za peticije Evropskega parlamenta peticije pregleda, odloči o njihovi dopustnosti in je zadolžen za njihovo obravnavo. Prisluhnite.
Can we start just with the sheer numbers? Could you say how many petitions does European Parliament get on a yearly basis and how much of them, how many of them actually manage to make any difference?
Well, it's very difficult to say, but somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 a year during the past few years, and in many, many of them we managed to make a difference. You know, sometimes just bringing about the right information makes a difference to the petitioner who might not have received the correct information on the topic in the member state or region concerned. Sometimes we bring in the petitioners to a hearing where we discuss the issue together with the commission and the national experts, national representatives, etc. Sometimes we commission a study made by the study department here on a topic, and sometimes we go on fact-finding visits, some members together to see for real the situation concerning the petition. So it's difficult, but I would say that in most of the cases we bring about some sort of change.
Some of your other interviews, you talk about how you see these petitions as a bridge between the European Parliament and the EU citizens. Do you think the European Parliament is doing a good job at that?
Well, I should not judge myself and the role of this institution. I think you'd better reach out to some of the petitioners that actually felt that the only way where the only institution where they were taken seriously was not in the member state, but in the petitions committee in the European Parliament. That happened over and over and over again.
Well, could you talk about a bit about the people that which age group, which field is most present in these petitions from the ordinary
and
citizens?
What nationalities may be? I think that Spain is quite overrepresented if you compare to other member states, because we receive a lot of petitions from Spain, and some of them are, a majority I would say of them are concerning environmental issues, like they feel that a directive that should have been implemented hasn't been implemented correctly in the member state concerned, and that this has implications on directives such as the Natura directive, the water, the different environmental issues, and this is what we see in Spain and in Italy also. Could be on emissions, on pollution, on the birds directive, the water directive, etc. But those are quite numerous if you compare to others.
So just looking at the bigger picture, there is a sense, let's just say maybe from Slovenia, that the European Parliament seems distant, seems far away from here. What do you think the European Parliament can do to get people out to vote, to actually participate in this process?
Of course, it's not that the petition committee alone can bring about the change or enhance the trust for the European, for the EU as such, but we can play a role in it together with the Commission and also Council, and of course the institutions also that we have. So I think that what citizens, actually what petitioners feel surprised about is that one individual can actually bring about knowledge and loopholes in the legislation, for instance, that can be filled out, that the Commission can come back with proposals, that the Parliament is looking into the issues, that we present facts and figures, new research, and take stock of the situation, and actually one individual can lead to a major change. And that has happened on many, many occasions. But from yes. Slovenia, I am not sure that I have any such examples. Maybe because the Petitions Committee is not so well known in Slovenia, or that everything is perfect in your country. I don't know. We also do some interesting hearings that are web streamed in real time. For instance, on how to enhance citizens' trust in the European project. That was an initiative, a big hearing not too long ago, and we received a lot of feedback on that. We had a hearing together with the LIBE committee and the employment committee only a few weeks ago on Brexit and how that affects citizens. European 3.1 million European citizens living and residing in the UK, and 1.2, I think, UK citizens residing in other EU countries. And the immediate effect on the life of those citizens as of today, not after Brexit, but as of today. So that was a very, very well attended hearing, and the response on that was also quite enormous. So I think that we do a lot of things that might not be so well known to citizens all over, and Slovenia is really one of those countries where I, as chair of the Petitions Committee, have not had the opportunity yet of discussing with many Slovenian citizens.
Do you then, in a sense, feel that maybe these petitions, do you feel like they are representative of the EU citizens' concerns?
Well, I really cannot tell you. I only know that in the treaties, it's a citizen's right to petition my committee on any issues that falls in the competences of the EU, and that this is really well received and well known in several of the member states, but not in all. So there is still a lot to do. I can tell you that in your neighboring country, in Slovakia, last year I conducted a fact-finding visit on disability and to how to eradicate the institutionalization of persons with disabilities in Slovakia. And it was a very successful fact-finding visit where we interacted and discussed with the government, with the opposition, with NGOs, with experts, with social workers, with patients, with disability NGOs and organizations. And we really need, and we got a commitment, a strong commitment from the government to actually guarantee independent living for these people, the people with disabilities that actually today are being in institutions. And this goes against the policy in the EU. We should always promote independent living also for people with disabilities. So that is something that is going to change life for a lot of people in your neighboring country.
And just in terms of maybe Brexit, that you mentioned that you got a lot of feedback from people, what in turn does a person's opinion mean in that? How is that translated? How is the petition translated into the actual work of the Parliament?
Into an action plan where not only the Parliament is working, but also we can reach out also to the regional committees. We can reach out to the governments and to municipalities, and it's a common obligation for all of us to try to bridge the gap between citizens and what they perceive is something far away, be it the government in the member state or be it the European Union institutions. Because sometimes I feel that when people feel that they are not empowered, they feel that the power is elsewhere. Sometimes they point fingers at the EU, and they say the EU is so far away. But actually, it's easier to petition us in the EU than it would be for a Swedish citizen to come to a speaking situation with members of the Swedish Parliament, because in the Swedish Parliament we don't even have a petitions committee. So I know that in some member states, including my country, it's easier for one individual citizen to be taken seriously and given the time to speak here in Brussels and not in the member state, in the capital.
Thank you very much for your answers and your time.
I thank you very much, and welcome to follow us, either on when we have our web-streamed meetings or in real time here in Brussels. You are more than welcome. Just keep us informed, and we will do everything to reach out to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cecilio Wikström se pogovarjal Anton.
Intervju Radija Študent.